attempt to use me and others as scapegoats, the effect of which will be to ratchet up the pressure on my wife, who I also believe is a subject of a witch hunt. There are 172 police officers, the equivalent of 8 murder squads, working on this. So it's no surprise to me that the pressure is on to bring prosecutions, however weak they may be. I have no doubt that the lack of evidence against me will be borne out in court. But I have grave reservations that my wife can ever get a fair trial, given the huge volume of biased commentary that she is constantly subjected to. We will fight this in court.
And I'd like to add to that that whilst I have always respected the criminal justice system, I have to question today whether the decision was made on a proper, impartial assessment of the evidence. I understand and need and know that there needs to be a proper and thorough investigation. And I am baffled by the decision to charge me today. However, more importantly, I cannot express my anger enough that those closest to me have been dragged into this unfairly. One day, the details of this case will emerge, and people will see today as nothing more than an expensive sideshow, a waste of public money, as a result of an unjust and weak decision. I was the editor of the News of the World, I was the editor of The Sun, and chief executive. Even News International's harshest critics can't wish to see today people with no involvement of the central issues being treated like this and being involved like this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, here, we'll go for this one now.